We're joined on the KRLD Newsline by the mayor of Grand Prairie. Ron Jensen is on the line with us. Thank you so much for your time, Mayor.
Well, I appreciate y'all having us on this great day in Grand Prairie.
Well, it sounds like a great day as the city of Grand Prairie is breaking ground on Epic Central, an expansion of Epic Central. Tell us what you guys are celebrating today.
Well, of course, we started off a few years ago with the Epic Waters and Playground Adventures, and today we will be breaking ground on the kind of the completion of that vision that we saw years ago, which is two hotels joined by a conference center, six restaurant pad sites, Chicken and Pickles already under construction there. Close by will be Boulder Adventure Park, the five lakes, a water feature at the lakes, just a great day for Grand Prairie to see the completion of this vision we had.
This is going to be along 161 and Arkansas, and, you know, the completion of the vision, and I know Grand Prairie as a whole over the years, over the last couple decades, has really exploded as far as being an entertainment capital, a destination-type capital, and this is another link in the chain, I guess. What has that process been like?
Well, for me, having grown up here since junior high and not having anything... it's been a dream come true because I love being next door to Arlington. Goodness, I love what the city has done over there with Jerry World and the baseball park and Six Flags. Who of us didn't work at Six Flags? But we needed to get some of that over here for us. Family, fun, friendly things to do. And that's what this site will be. You can bring your family and stay, enjoy the amenities we have at Epic Waters, Boulder Adventure Park, and all that. And then if you want to go to a baseball game that night with your family, I mean, we're going to partner with them. We're going to be complimentary. Between Dallas and Fort Worth, Arlington and Grand Prairie is the tourism capital of the world right now, I think.
Now, that's a great point. And as you move forward here, this also helps your residents have more places to work, to stay closer to home. How is this going to help with employment in your region?
Well, as you know, the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex area as a whole is open for business. My goodness, everybody's hiring. And we want our citizens to be able to stay here local if they want to work local. And the other thing, we want them to stay here and be entertained local, eat local. I was at a town hall meeting the other day, and we were all complaining about the traffic on I-20. And you know, I want to say, look, don't get on I-20. Just stay here and eat. So we're so used to driving somewhere else, we've got to change our attitude because we're going to have a multitude of options here to eat, buy, you know, eat and shop. So we'll have to stay off of I-20. Just stay here, you know.
Absolutely. Stay out of the traffic. So this Epic Central expansion, what's the process as far as construction? When do you guys feel it's going to be completed?
Well, we're all waiting on steel. I mean, that is the name of the game right now. Chicken and Pickle was supposed to open up the end of this year, but we can't get steel. We're having that's rampant across the nation, though. There's a slow supply chain on steel, so we have been delayed. We think Chicken and Pickle will open up early next year, followed by our restaurants later in the year and our hotel and conference center in 2023.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.